The mic's still on?
You got Ken and BZ, Sophie and Mike, fee for a ride. The people want to know, was the mic still on? I'm saying.
Well, did y'all hear what Post Malone said about hip hop?
Who cares, Max?
Here's the thing. Like, what Post Malone, I can't front, I fuck with his music, but these comments that he said.
Y'all just missed Rod's face. Rod sounded so upset and offended.
Yes, he did.
That's cool. His debut album was pretty good. So, you know, White Iris is dope.
All right, that's on record.
Nope. But he had a quote the other day, and I'm paraphrasing, so I'm not saying it exact, but he was saying, if you want to get, heart, thought-provoking music, don't listen to hip-hop. You know, we just did a review on Sahai. Mm-hmm. Right. He makes you feel a whole bunch of fucking emotions. Right. Like, especially like when we were talking about New Africa, you know, we talk about Big Crit and the whole second disc of an album, a whole hip hop album, a real hip hop album is talking about the stresses of real life and shit that you go through. Right. It's hitting emotional points. So what the fuck are you saying that hip hop doesn't touch on this, or not to listen to hip hop if you want to feel emotional?
Because you just named albums that Post Malone would probably never listen to.
Maybe, but I'm just saying, in hip hop, there's a lot of shit like that. You hip hop is deep. It's not just surface level.
Well, like, yeah, why would he say that?
I don't know.
Why wouldn't he say that?
Because exactly. even if you don't listen to, like, you have to know that there's thought provoking hip hop out there. You have to know that.
I don't think he does.
I don't think he knows.
I think he walked into rap as a visitor.
Not saying I'm giving him a pass for that, but yeah, I don't think you say what?
Vulture.
But yeah. Yeah. He's a user, just like fucking, what's the other dude? Dicky. Like, you walk your stupid ass in here and you do every trope, every stereotype that hip hop has.
Mm-hmm. The cornrows,
the grills. And then you have the fucking nerve to then, like, turn your nose up
right
to hip hop? Like, right. Really?
Who the fuck is you?
Who the fuck are you?
Does he rap?
Yes.
Yeah,
he's the one that song? Like, White Iverson? You probably heard it.
Everybody heard it.
It goes
trash.
That
sounds tight, huh?
I don't know what that is.
I can't.
It's garbage.
I got you. But it just
sounds
like he
kind of
sit, like, moans over trash.
Yeah, he kind of does.
That's what most rappers do.
Where's the rapping?
But it's, well, he's not necessarily a rapper, but he's dabbled in hip hop music because he used hip hop beats.
Hold on, time out.
No, I'm not giving him a pass.
Is he a rapper or not? He's a hip hop genre.
He's a fucking rapper.
Okay. He's a rapper?
Yes. He's a fucking rapper. Okay. He tries to act like, oh, I'm a rock star. Yeah, stupid new thing that rappers do. They try to pretend that they're not rap. He's a fucking rapper.
Is there, like, are people rap? All I remember is the hook, but people rap on that song?
He raps the way you, like, if you call Future a rapper, then Post Malone's a rapper. Like, he raps that kind. Like,
he's more melodic.
But he's still a fucking rapper.
Yeah.
Okay.
He tries to say that he's not just because it's easy to get, like, more attention if you're like, oh, I'm not really a rapper. Yeah, you are.
Right.
And he can easily jump out. All right, hold on.
But I think he's more of a singer than a rapper.
I agree with that.
No, we're not going to do this.
He's not a rapper.
Like, he's a singer by trade.
Kind of listening back to that, I guess it kind of... Because it is kind of more singing than rapping.
Like, when you listen to this song.
It is. What? Because when Drake sings, that's how he sounds.
He's not technically rapping. He's not rapping. He be singing.
Nope.
Nah,
even Post Malone will say.
He's not a rapper.
It don't matter.
I'll trust you.
It doesn't matter
because you've listened to it way more than I have. So I'm not going to argue with you because you obviously know more than I do. So if you say he's not a rapper, I'll take your word for it. But he's still benefiting from hip hop.
I know you're not.
I'm saying I agree with you. Fine, he's not a rapper. You know, like I said, you know more than I do. So let's just say he's not a rapper,
right?
But he benefits from hip hop.
Exactly.
So for him to then say these things about hip hop, making the music that he does,
exactly,
it's still
exactly shit. Yeah, because he's part of the genre. Like, you ingratiate
yourself into. Even if you're not part of the genre, it's still some ignorant shit.
But to come in and to come into the culture, right, and to get your rise through the culture, popularity, right. You're selling records, people know who you are.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you can do that in pop. You don't think you can do that in country. I don't think you can do that in other genres.
It doesn't seem like he has a hip hop audience. I think he benefits from the culture itself, but I don't think he has a rap audience. I think if he comes out and he says, you know what, everybody, fuck rap, he'll be just fine because all of his fans, they'll just follow along with him. Yeah,
he, no, I agree where he doesn't just have a hip hop audience, but I don't think that his music, like without hip hop, because all his music has hip hop influences.
Sure.
The beats, how he sings his hooks, the subject matter.
Oh, you mean if he takes the hip hop influence from his music?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, so I thought you mean if he just left hip hop, like the culture, if he just left culture of hip hop.
And I think eventually if he just left the culture of hip hop, he dud out.
And still that's made the type of music. Yeah. But is he still making the type of music that he's making now?
Yes. Without hip hop, I think it's impossible because he wouldn't get the features, he wouldn't get the beats. Like he would be a brand new artist, and I don't know if that fan base would support that.
I think
because a big part of his fan base is the fact that he gets a 21 Savage on a track.
When where we are now, and I'll continue to say it, we are in danger of losing this thing.
Hip hop culture.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, we are.
I'm ringing the bell. You know what, Ken? I don't think we're in danger of losing hip hop culture. I think you're scared.
Malone, Jake Paul.
I think you're scared of the evolution.
Like, this is not a fucking evolution.
No, it's not an evolution. Because you have artists that are not from the culture that are infiltrating the culture that are now getting a huge audience that are not part of the culture. So now it's like they're almost taking the culture and creating their own culture from it.
Is a prime example.
Which is what happened to jazz. So it's like at some point this is going to become a suburban culture and the urban part is going to be completely left out.
Yep.
And at that point is when hip hop culture
now
has a problem.
Something else dope is going to happen for us?
Not necessarily. No.
No, not if we let it happen.
I mean,
did something dope happen for jazz?
Nope. Hip hop.
It became old. And inspired. Right, and nobody wanted to do
that
it.
Too,
What? That hip hop came from jazz? No.
It came, but it's like the next thing. Yeah, because, you know, like the.
And also.
No, they did, because, like, the hip hop artists used those records, you know what I'm saying, to make hip hop music.
Hip hop artists used disco records to make hip hop music.
They used disco and jazz.
Reggae was kind of like the genesis of hip hop. It started with that.
I don't know about this reggae. One,
no, I agree. I think it's more dancehall disco before it's jazz.
Yeah.
Jazzy rap didn't come until later.
I feel like it was disco first and then they pulled from jazz as well.
But way later. I don't think hip hop
like
was
late
80s,
late 80s.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's early
what
90s.
I remember. You know,
late
80s, I just I'm just speaking
exactly.
for what I
that's
remember.
Late. Because hip hop was in
70s.
And
we're late 80s.
Yeah. So yeah, man.
If we have more Jake Pauls.
Jake Paul is clearly white.
Dickies.
But I don't think Post Malone is clearly
Post
white.
Post Malone, white as fuck.
I didn't know if he was white when I
first
saw him.
You thought he was mixed with black?
White Iverson?
You know why you thought that? Because of the way he acts and the stereotypical bullshit that he does.
That.
I'm just saying, like, if you look at him, I think he looks white. He looks like a bad remix of Riff Raff.
I don't know. I was fooled. I thought maybe
really?
He was mixed.
You
mixed with what, bro? Like this man is white as this cup, dog. Yeah. Like
it's not as white.
And
as
his
the
song
cup.
Is White Iverson.
Yeah.
He didn't say mixed Iverson.
I understand that.
he didn't pull a logic on y'all. All right,
I got you.
There's nothing black about that.
He's white.
No. I get you. Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't mix about
it. It was something. I can't remember.
Maybe you saw somebody else.
I know.
You thought it was Post
Malone. I thought he was white right away.
A lot of those goofy rappers like him, they all look alike. So maybe you saw somebody else.
And I have the exact quote too, so we could kind of.
So what's the exact quote?
If you're looking for lyrics, if you're looking to cry, if you're looking to think about life. Don't listen to hip hop.
Was he misquoted?
No, that's a quote.
He
received
so
quote.
Much.
Wait, hold on.
I'd rather listen to Bob Dylan.
And he also added, whenever I want to sit down and have a nice cry, I'll listen to some Bob Dylan.
And that's fine.
Yeah, that is. But
I
you
love,
can
I
a lot
love
of
Bob
people
Dylan,
listen to Bob
yeah.
Dylan.
But that's
you can
got
have a
nothing
cry
to do with this. Like, there's plenty of hip hop.
Yep.
And then
that
that's a slice. You're taking another jab. Like, you're doubling down. Like, you gave
right. Right. Now you're giving examples.
Right.